פרש של נויח, טוב שיניין, היי. נויח. איסא דקויו ודורוסוב. שושיים ווב. I'm saying last year's move, so it's... אלה תרבס נויח, נויח איסא דקטום הוי ודורוסוב, אסדקים מסהלך נויח. These are the toldos of Noach. Noach is sadik tomim hoye b'day oiso b'so the kibbutz alech Noach. The pasuk is discussing the toldos of Noach, and the third pasuk discusses. Doesn't say anybody has told us. I mean, the next pasuk Sakha says, "Well, you'll know Shlosh Avani." Rashi already comments. The famous Rashi. The Meshcher Ike told us, "Same shall tzaddikim is ma'isim toivim." The Ike told us that the tzaddikim are ma'isim toivim. These are the told us, and therefore, Noach Itz Tzaddik Tomim is a description of his told us. Because that's be'etzim the chefts of the person. Just his children, just some characteristics he gives over. The meisim itself are totally the mahus of the mensch. And these are the toldos of Noach. Noach is sadik tom hoy b'derosim. The pasuk later on, the parasha tells us vayochel Noach isho adoma vayita korim. Noach starts vayochel Noach. He began, what the Poshetites, he began, Vayochel Noach Ishwa Adoma Vayita Korem, and he planted a vineyard. Chazal Darshan on this, it's a medrash, Noach Mishenikri Ish Sadik, Nikro Ishwa Adoma. He started off being called Sadik, the Seif was called Ishwa Adoma. I know there's a bikoires in Chazal. There's a still criticism, if you could call it that, in Chazal on Noach. He went from an Ish Sadik to an Ish Adoma. Whereas Moshe says, we should nikri Ish Mitzri, nikri Ish Alekim. He started off being called Ish Mitzri, and then he went to be an Ish Alekim. We have to understand exactly what was this tain on Noach. Coming out of the thing, like the Mefarshim bring down, Noach was taka, a man that introduced. He was a person of great agricultural knowledge. Chazal, the pasuk says in last week's parasha that when Noach came into the world, Zeinachamenu, he taught them how to plow, properly how to be. Before when it was only koitz v'daridar, only thorns and thistles were coming out. Noach taught them how to get some grow things properly. And the question is exactly what is the because, what is the criticism the Chazal have, what is the Chazal is analyzing Noach's Maisim in a deep way and describing them as that there was a Yerida here. What was the Chesaron over here? Vaita says, and we see Taka what took place. Of obviously there was a tremendous Yerida Taka took place. Maybe that's part of it. Vayesh ben Ayayin, it says he drank from the wine and he became drunk. Kedarkai, so drinking wine. And he became revealed in the tent. Chazal tell us the 10 terrible mice that his son did to him, the machloik is what it was. The Sefer Shuldover. There was a tremendous mice according to some that he was misarism, he was made that he won't be able to have children anymore. So first you have to understand that why was that the Einish? Rashi brings a whole pshat why he did it, what was his intention, but why was this the Einish that Noach received? I mean, Sefer Shuldover, Rashi says, furish that the reason why he did it, he had a cheshbon, because, you know, he feels he loses all Yilamai. But the question is, what was the oynish? Why did Noach receive this oynish? Pasuk also goes on to describe that Shem v'Yefes, they both placed a beged on their father's nakedness, went backwards, and they covered it. And Chazal says, the pasuk says later on that Tam was cursed, but Shem and Yefes both were, each one got a schar, a reward for it. Yefes got Yafta l'kim l'yefes, that they're going to have beauty. According to Chazal, you'll be zochet the kfura to this, for this. Goy gumogoy, they'll be zochet the kfura at least. And Shem was zochet the beged shel tzitzis, Chazal said. It's chus that he was zochet. It's all Shem, our great-grandpappy. It's chus that he did this tremendous mice of covering his father. So he was zochet to the beged shel tzitzis. Chazal said, why? That he got even more, because he was misamitz. He put an extra effort into the covering of his father. He was Mis'amitz Yosef. It's also Chazal. Rashi brings it. Yeah. So the Yisoid you want to say over here, if I say, I think Yisoid, that's a Mephroid, I saw it in Shem Rebaran, but we want to go into a little bit more. Yisoid being that Yisoid of Abdus Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, the Goyin says a pasuk, Oy Rechaim Lamal Lamask Lamansur Mishol Tachtas. The person has to keep Oy Rechaim Lamal Lamask. The way of life is the Oy Lamal Lamask. A person has to keep steiging, has to keep growing, has to keep going in Aliyah. If he doesn't go by Aliyah, the Chas V'Sholoim, he goes down. That's the Metzias of Hashem Meira, the Mahalach and Avodas Hashem. There's no such thing as stationary. Rebbe, it's okay. I'm mainstay, you know. I do my thing. I do my keep my storm. I keep my this. A person has to know in Avodas Hashem, the only way to be successful is that a person needs to have be a Ben Aliyah. He has to have some type of Mahal. He has to make a Mahalach for himself, a plan for himself. Of how to grow, of how to move forward, of how to take what I got and extend it further. For if he just stays in the same position, if he just stays in the same matzav, so that it's not pshat you stay there, you're automatically going to go down. There is no such mitzias of us. There's either go up or down, that's the version that's called the Chofetz Chaim, but also the ladder. A ladder by Yaakov Avinu. There's either Aliyah or Yerida. There's no such thing. Sometimes it's Yerida Tzarech Aliyah, which is important. Sometimes the person has to go down and stifle his mas, but why there's a Mitzvah of a Yerida? So the person has to go down sometimes down in order to stifle himself because he gets too comfortable at a certain end. He doesn't think he can go higher. Hashem knocks him down, and this way he has to go higher in order to get past where he was before, or else he could fall down. So that's the Tachlis type of Barichas and Barish by Midway, and Bill's parents. But at the end of the day, a person has to know that he has to be constantly in movement. That's the Metzias, where a person in this world called a Hoylech. He's a Hoylech, he's always going. A Malach is an Oymed. A Malach is an Oymed. A person, a human being is called a Hoylech. A Hoylech means you're walking, you're going, you're moving, you're accomplishing, you're moving forward. And if you're not doing that, Rabbi said, there's a tremendous danger. And this could be, as Rabbi Aaron describes, also he speaks about it a little bit also, but the yisoid is that after the teva, after such an aliyah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, and being in a place for 12 months, being in an enclosed air for 12 months with every second of Avodas Hashem and shtaying and growing. But I want to say more about that. The Yisoid, we once gave a whole Yisoid in the Teva. I'm going a little bit saying a new Mahalach. Last year we spread a whole Yisoid of the Teva. We once gave, you can say with this Mahalach also, but the Yisoid we said last year and it was that the Tachas of the Teva, Rabbi said, is a very good Yisoid, a beautiful Yisoid also to say over. The Tachas of the Teva, Kodesh made a Teva, Rabbi said. What was the Tachas of the Teva? What did Hashem make a Teva for? How to put Mark in a Teva? So we spoke about last year, the Mahalach was that the Yisoid of the Teva was supposed to be a classroom. It was a re-education. The Yisoid of the Teva was supposed to be a re-education in the Inyan of Chesed. The world was created for Chesed. That's what Hashem created the world for. Hashem created the world through Chesed with the Brias. Hashem created the world that the world should survive on Chesed. When man became, man became egoistic, when man looked into himself that the whole purpose of the world is I, everything's about me, that's when it became a world of destruction. That's when it became a world of people were taking everything for themselves, and the world became a world of gezel, a world of abominations, the worst abominations, because when a person's seeking out his own pleasure, there's no end to where he can go. Because at the end of the day, it's all about his own, he's a pleasure seeker. It's all about filling up my pleasures and my eyes and my dotting my eyes. That's what it's about. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had to take him out of such an environment, bring him into a teva where 24/7 and some, there was complete chesed. Noach had to feed animals 24/7 of maisa chesed. The whole entire time, it was a mice of chesed. So Noach came out of the teva. He was supposed to now start the world mechadash with the yisoid of chesed. He planted a vineyard. What was that about? Rabbi said, what do you plant the vineyard for? I need some wine. He wanted to make wine. Wine to give himself. Listen, he didn't have an easy time in there. But again, it was about himself. The Mela, the whole Yisoid of the Maisa Teva was to create that understanding, that steiging, and chesed. And now we're going to recreate the world on that note. Soifa Shaldavar. Noach was Isaac in his own individuality, his own personal need. And that was the. It wasn't so. It was the Vayachal Noach Yisho Adam Yitakar Megla. The chait of his son was also that in Fize. What did his son do? Rashi says he was also worried about his own Yerusha again. The son was worried that we can't have more kids. Because having more kids, it's going to cause a problem. I'm going to lose out. It continued in this Mahalach, Rabbi Yisrael. Meila, this was the Mahalach we said, I think, in the previous year. That was the Yisoid of Noach. And Noach was supposed to teach, supposed to give over. And the fact that he came out of the table and right away went back to that concern about his own individual needs, even though there was a muffle for it, but it means he didn't learn the lesson completely. And there was a tremendous chisorin. That was a tremendous tviya. That was the tremendous chesed that his sons did by covering him up and doing it in a way of honor. But this year you want to say a little bit different, Rabbi Yisrael, but the Yisoid HaDvarim, the Yisoid HaDvarim is this Yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael. It's interesting, in the Teva itself, Rabbi Isai, the Pesukim tell us that the Teva had dimensions to them, and they were built in a certain oifin. Tachtiyim, Shniyim, Ushlishim, Tiyana. They were three-leveled Teva. And Kodesh Baruch was very, very specific about that. The bottom level was for the waste. The middle level was for the animals. The top level was for the humans. It's very, very interesting that Kodesh Baruch Hu made such a metzias. What was the tacha that Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell him? Make three divisions, and a very, very clear definition of divisions had to be in the Teva. A division of waste, a division of animals, and a division of... Maybe we could say, Rabbi Yisai, that the matzav in the marble, Rabbi Yisai, before the marble had gone to such extreme situation where there was no distinction, as we know, Chazal tell us, that the humans were living with the behemoths already. There was no distinctions in levels of life, of levels of beings. There was no distinctions. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a world with specific distinctions. There is the human who is a higher level than the animal kingdom. There's the soil, the level of the soil, the level of the doimim, let's start with the rock life, the inanimate object. You have the kingdom of plant life. And you have the animal kingdom, which is also chai, has certain chios, it grows, and has there's certain chios to it, a certain life to it. There's a life being in even a plant life, in the whole agricultural world. And then you have the animal kingdom, which is a higher form of life. It's a Nefesh Bahamas, and then you have the human being, the Medaber, Rabbi Yisrael. A higher level, Rabbi Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs specific distinctions, because everybody has their own tafkid, everybody has a higher tafkid, a different tafkid in the world. In the time of Nebuch, the time of before the Mabur, Rabbi Yisrael, that there was such a tremendous distortion of this distinction between the levels of beings in the world. The animals who are living with other animals and different types of animals, and human beings were lower, getting to those levels also. There was no real distinction. And that could be why Chazal say, there was no distinction what was going on. Everybody got killed because there was no distinction in the level of beings. Everybody was lowering themselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want a teva, Rabbi said. An interesting concept is coming to me now. Rabbi said, what's the vehicle Hashem used to take Noach out of it? What's it called? A teva, Rabbi said. What's the word teva mean, though? Also, word. The word teva means word. Teva is also, besides being here, means an ark. Noah's ark. You ever saw the film, The Church of Noah's Ark? But besides being an ark, it's also called a teva. The word teva means a word. The pshat was, Rabbi Yisai, that the tachlis was that we had brought ourselves down to the world had brought us up to a life of living of animalistic, total animalistic life. But there was no distinction of human being, Rabbi Yisai. And the koyach of the teva was to make that distinction between a medaber, the person that's living in a life of dibur, of das, of understanding that, and there's a level of behemoth. There's a level of behemoth, that's the next level. Then higher than the level of waste. Waste is inanimate, or it's, maybe it's in the plant life stuff. That was the, that's why it could be, it was called the teva, everybody says. The teva was the distinct, it was to make that distinction between the person that is mabia tevas, words. In fact, the first the Agada Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, that talks about Himsech the Psachim. We talk about Rabbi Yisrael, Himsech the Psachim. In the beginning of Himsech the Psachim is the Agada Torah, what the Chazal brings for this week's parasha. The Gemara says a person should always speak in a Lashon Nekiyah. The person should speak in a proper Lashon. The person should speak properly. If you have a tongue, and tongue is Didas V'Dibor, that Das V'Dibor should be used in its right oifin. What's das v'dibur? So the Gemara says that we said that in Abhema Torah and Benesh and Torah. We used extra words in the Torah, extra tevois. We use extra words in the Torah and extra letters in the Torah. Why? Because we wanted to bring out that you should talk with Lashon Nekiyah. It didn't say that's just Tameya. Lashon Nekiyah was talking to Lashon Nekiyah. So the Makar of Lashon Nekiyah is from Parshas Noach. Lashon Nekiyah has to do that a person has to understand that if Dibur comes from the level, the highest level of Das, Dibur comes, that according to bloom into an Adam, the Nishmas Chaim, Rashi says, the Nevesh Mamalallah, to be able to talk. The Koyach of speech comes from the Koyach of the highest level of Nishmas Elokim. And the person lowers his speech and he talks in a derogatory way, he talks in a disgusting way. He uses Dibur, it's taking the highest level and bringing it down to the lowest level. And this is the Yisoid of Yisoid, of the Koyach of the Teva. The Teva, which means word, Tachlis was Tachtiyim, different, exact distinctions and separations between levels of beings. The ark was inanimate, the waste, we could say, was the waste helps the dung, that helps, that's the Adoma, and then you have the levels. Vayochel Noyach Isho Adoma. The Torah says, after that whole Yisoid, we're saying this year is a different Yisoid, the education was that you have to realize, even though you're going to feed and doing chesed, but you have to realize that you're a higher level. You're a higher level. You're higher than inanimate. And if not, you sink down to the lowest level of our Adama. You're not just a behemoth. A human being does, it goes down to our Adama. The fact that Noach was Oisek Isha Adama, the emphasis Isha Adama, he went to be Oisek and become Nischaber to the Adama, was a riot that Noach did not take out that lesson of the Steiging that he's supposed to do and to create that world where we're not shy to the Adama. That a human being is so much higher. That a human being, the way he talks, the way he acts, he has to go out and show that he's such a higher being. And in Frat Yisrael, but he wasn't even the Madrigas Yisrael, just Noach was supposed to represent the top of the human being. That was the Tachlis. And when he didn't do that, Rabbi Yisrael, it's very geschmack. When he didn't do that, so the Oynish was that he took away his to bring more Toldos to the world, to bring more people to the world. Because the task to bring more to the world is to develop more people in that mahalak of humans. Because Shmuel took that away from him, because he lowered himself. He lowered himself. And there could be, that's why he got, he ended up getting the drunk, the shtuyayim, he got drunk. Drunk was, he lost his das. The koyach of the human being is his strength is in das. And when he lost that das, so Kosh took away the koyach to be mamshich. The mamshich, the lawless of human beings. And the milo of Shein v'yefes, Rabbi said, was the fact that they were miskasa. They were miskasa the guf. The miskasa the guf, Rabbi said. What does that mean? The miskasa the guf for Adam, to show that the guf for Adam is a dove of milo. I know a behemoth doesn't. I need a kisui. Because a behemoth, that's its key. It's naked. That's its key. It doesn't have a kisui. The kisui of a human being shows that the guf for Adam is mechubit. The beggar is the mechabit, the guf for Adam. Yeshua used to call it the garden mechuboda. The more in Shabbos, because he didn't call him his begotten mechuboda. This is how he mechabit. So maybe they were now miskayim. The children now were miskayim. The ino of covet. Adam, to bring out the common. That's why they were Zerichah, they were Zerichah. They have tzitzis, which is mechabed us. It's all different shmuz I get into now. But that was the Yisoid of us. Noach went into the Teva, and his koach was to understand that he's a higher target of being, and to train the what's it called? The whole race over there, that there's levels of human being. And the human being has to keep his level. He has to understand who he is and know who he is. And when he came out of the table and he went to be an Ish Ahadamah, to be someone that you can work the land, but to be an Ish Ahadamah, that you're mechubah to the land is, that's it, you're like a man, that you're like a what, married to the land. So there was a chassar in that Noach didn't continue to shtag, didn't learn the lesson, and didn't have that aliyah, what the table was supposed to teach him. There's all the chidushim of Bais HaNel, Tachdim, there's all these chidushim, but the nice of the service shall do with the limit, Mahamos HaHanuk of Rosh of Bais HaNel. It's first of all, that a person has to be a Ben Aliyah. A person has to go from Madrega to Madrega, no matter what you got to before Bais HaNel, especially this very Nogeya, after Yom Neroyim, people got Madregas, and where they were on Yom Kippur night, who knows where they were, I'm not talking about after, later night, I'm talking about on Yom Kippur night, but Hashem Hu Elokim, where a person was, is the Madregas, unbelievable speed, Hashem Hu Elokim with the biggest kavanas, and on Sukkot with the simplest Torah and everything, now comes Cheshvin, my Cheshvin, there's no turn out to be Yom Tovim, it's a little bit laid back, a person, you know, now settles into the regular routine, as they call it. And the person doesn't understand that in order to continue what we got, Rabbi said, to retain what we got to keep it going. You can't let up. You can't get back into it. That's the end of Kabbalahs and things like that. But a person has to understand always, and now to make Kabbalahs on themselves, or to be a Ben Aliyah, to make plans, to make shifas for himself. Rabbi said, the biggest fashla that no one can do, and I feel that's what most of Bachrim and Avreichim today. That the reason why no one's growing, there's no she'ifas. You can't do anything without she'ifas. You have to have goals. She'ifas are goals. She'ifas are tzoinis, on how I'm going to shtay. Am I going to accomplish? Oh no, but I need those she'ifas. I need to make plans of what I'm going to finish, and how I'm going to finish, and what I want to accomplish, and where I'm going to get to, and the chaburas, and things like that. She'ifas are, but if you don't have she'ifas, I don't care where you're learning. You're learning the she'ifas, 75,000 bachrim. And the Shir has 200 million bachrim in the Shir, and the Rebbe is the bit of the tzaddik. He doesn't look at us because we might have looked at a woman yesterday. She doesn't even look at us, and he's the biggest tzaddik. It's gevaldik, excellent. But Tzoyva Sholdova, if you don't have your Shifis, big one, a big Epes. Al Tikri Epes Ela Epes. Zero. If you don't have she'ifas to grow, if you don't have that ladder, the Rosh Hashanah came and you want to go up the ladder, you're not moving up the ladder, just being stagnant, it's automatic, Rabbi Yisrael. You're going to go, you got to make plans, Rabbi Yisrael. It could be, I just want to make another connection over here, maybe that's also maybe more of a drash over here, but there's a famous Briskerov. The Briskerov says a word by Amalek. He says, by Amalek, what's the time on Amalek? We have to end already. What's the time of Amalek? Amalek, it says by Amalek that they were Yari Elokim. They weren't in fear Hashem. So the Biskrov asks, their famous Pasha is a Shah, but the Pasha says by Amalek, they were Yari Elokim, they didn't fear Hashem. The question everybody asks is, that's the time of Amalek, they weren't Yari Elokim? They were murderers. They were Yari Elokim, you know, they didn't fear God. They didn't wear girdles. Come on, man. These are Amalek over here. Well, Yoriel the Kim, that's the tine on them. You know, Yoriel the Kim, they have bigger tines. So Biskrov says the famous word of the Ganav and the Gazlan, the Gemara in Baba Kama. Who's worse, a Ganav or a Gazlan? So the Gemara says that a Ganav is much worse than a Gazlan. Why? And that's what a Ganav pays kefil, because the Gazlan sticks you up in the middle of the day. He doesn't care. He doesn't differentiate. He doesn't play. He has a gun in his hand, whatever he has. And he says, listen, trick or treat. And that's it. It's over. He doesn't care. He doesn't think about it. But he doesn't make any plans. He just comes over. He wants the geld. He gets out. The Ganov, he makes a whole plan. He said, oh, the guy leaves in the middle of the night. I'll go out, this, that. So the Ganov is much worse. That's where the Ganov pays kef. This girl says that's the Taina of Amalek. Amalek, the Taina of Amalek was that if they didn't make a plan, and they just want to attack Israel spontaneously, they wouldn't be such a Taina of Amalek. But your other king of the Taina is, they started making cheshbonis. Once you're making cheshbonis, oh, now I have to start thinking about it. What are you thinking already? What you say? So could be maybe that was the shtickle time on Nerch already. Nerch went out to plan a whole mahab, what he's going to do. By Yochel Nerch, he went out and he started a mahab, what he's going to do. He had a plan, what he's going to do. You're making a plan already. If you would have spontaneously just made something, you had a plan already, the plan should be to something ruchni, something not Isha Adama. But I'm getting back to that Isha, so that's what I'm saying, we need Sheif, that's what we have to start with us. No matter what we accomplish this month, Sheifis, more Sheifis, make goals, and each one individually, when we're doing Shabbos, and also Shabbos is the time, have a good week, Shabbos comes, Shabbos, Shabbos, Bar Minucha, with a big mem. Bar Minucha! Get that 14-hour shlofa, get that, well, you know, Fridays, now Friday's getting shorter, Friday nights, so everybody's like, oh, you have to eat a chicken and a chicken soup. The eyes start rolling, and you know, the guy's going back to bed. B-E-D. Bed. Better than ever. So he jumps in, and that's it. You know, you see me at 9:30 shachris, and then, okay, it's a short day, you have to eat after the chillin. Come on, chillin, like, you know, that, to digest that thing. You know, like an iron tank stomach, you know, with all that stuff, all that. With all that, what's it called, the barbecue sauce that was specially put in, especially to put me out for 6 weeks. And then I get, you know, put me out, and then, you know, and then you go out for your rest, and then we finish, Shabbos is over, wow. At least in the summer, Shabbosim, so you have a whole Friday, and then you even if you take a gavaldic nap on Shabbos, you get up by 5 o'clock, and say, like, you have at least an hour, so 4 minutes, they're going to say, Shabbos, you get in there, you down with Kabbalah Shabbos, a little bit, a little tired because you had a hard day Friday, polish your shoes for 3 hours, you know, getting off the old car thing, and then you, whatever, you did this, you helped out, that beautiful, excellent, you come Friday night, you make kiddush, and everything, shmooze, and I'm going to kiddush, it's 9 o'clock, and I should have to eat, because I'm not, but I said, you're tired, you know, Friday night, you have the whole meal, you have the whole meal, with dessert, if you forget about dessert, lemon meringue pie. You know, bring it on. You know, and when you go to your neighbors, you invite it to your neighbor, or you know, you invite it to your neighbor, and the couples are schmoozing. You know, why don't you put cherry liquor in the pie, and then she put in lemon, special lemon juice, all the way imported from Italy, in Super Soul, and 200 hours about how she bought the Super Soul, venture Super Soul. She met her old neighbor from Lakewood, who got a new shaitel in Brooklyn, and she wants to know where the shaitel. She's touring, and the man sitting there, so he's feeling so interested to know. And they get shaitels, and there's lemon juice from Italy, and the Super Soul, and barbecue sauce in the cholent, and everything's gavaldic. Like, what did he come out of Shabbos with? He knows how to make a good cholent. That's about it. That's what he came out of Shabbos, and lemon meringue pie, and where to buy a nice shaitel if he needs. That's about it. That's what he came out of Shabbos with. Because he gets home, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. And listen, that's what he listens, you know, the whole week, and I know why, 11 o'clock he's in bed, pajamas, wakes up, it's 9 o'clock, comes in from shul, 11 o'clock, he's down, Baruch Hashem, very nice, but he has to get right back, going to another suda today. We're talking about peanut butter cups, so for lunch today, by the other neighbor, she makes a nice design, peanut butter cups. And by the time they finish the suda, it's 1 o'clock, take that head dive off the diving board straight into the bed. No pajamas now. Moisten that a little bit. Straight into the bed. You wake up, it's 4 o'clock. It's mincha. Wow, what a Shabbos. Zero learning. Zero ruchnia. Zero. Listen, we sang Kari Bon Olam. It wasn't so bad. Kari Bon Olam. We sang it to a new, you know, new nigga from Country Yossi. The lady liked it very much. She was very enthused about it. Then she brought out the peanut butter choo-choo. Anyway, that's his whole Shabbos experience. And he comes back. So, Lamaise, at the end of the day, Lamaise, he's going up and up and up and up. He had a tremendous aliyah. He did his 2.5 block. He did a gavaldik. He did everything. He learned the sugyas and brachas and everything. Shabbos, back down again. His ups and downs, shoots and ladders. He's doing shoots and ladders, and then he says, "Maybe I'm not really going anywhere." I said, "Of course you're not going anywhere, because you need to be a constant aliyah. If you're not, you're going to go back. You have to restart over again the whole process, the whole week. Because you have to make Shabbos into an experience of aliyah. How do you do it? You have to look for aitzes. You have to look for aitzes. You have to tell your wife, I must learn an hour before, if it's going to be a short shot, I must learn an hour after davening. We're not going to start the suit. I don't care. Even if Mrs. Sarah Belchbaum, our neighbor, wants to be there at 11:30. You tell, listen, I have to be there. We start our suda at 12. Well, you have to do chatzos, whatever. We start our suda late. We'll get up a little bit earlier. You don't have to go to the 10:30 Chabad minyan. You go to the 9:30 or 9 o'clock minyan, finish 11 o'clock, have an hour of learning down. But I say, don't have such a long nap. I know you want to get in the big nap. snoring away over there with the children. But make sure your wife wouldn't say, listen, I have to get in a half hour in the afternoon. And Moti Shabbos, Moti Shabbos, I'm over learning, but I say, because you don't keep the Aliyah, but I say, Chas v'shalom, you can go down, you got to keep up, and you have to make those goals. Before, you can't make up, okay, you know what, whatever happens on Shabbos, that'll be okay. You know what, you'll end up with Shabbos, everybody said, cut toilet paper, a lot of it. That's about it. Packs and packs. That's about all. But you make up, I'll see, I'll try to, no, I make up this Shabbos, I'm chazering my 2.5 blood. No doubt about it. I saw from Reb Chaim Kariyas, but we see Reb Chaim, one thing we see Reb Chaim is one of the greatest Gedolim, you know, I've had many years, but his God is unbelievable. Everybody, and his power, and his, even now he took on himself, he said that no one should go back, and you're allowed to stay, go on buses. Hashem should watch over us, but Hashem, it's not an easy time. But the Ma'ez, the Kodach of that power, but it's so unbelievable. You know, it's so unbelievable. You know what Reb Chaim's God is? I just read it, in, you know, in, wherever you read it, in the bathroom, wherever you read it, but you read the articles in the Mishpacha about Reb Chaim, the whole article about what's Reb Chaim's God is? He keeps his Chayvus. He has called Chayvus. Chayvus means he made up a certain amount he learns. He finishes Shas every year. He does 8 blot a day of Bavli, and whatever you show me on those 8 blot. So there's some Masechtas that don't have Bavli on it. So you have to make that up. Some days he does 50 blot a day of Yerushalmi in order to finish it every day. Now what happens if he does it? He doesn't go out to the Simcha. He doesn't go out. He doesn't, no one sees him. He has to do his Chayvus. What's going to be Mrs. Belchbaum? Well, tell Mrs. Belchbaum that next week you'll visit her. This week it's time for you to take, you have to do your Chayvus. You have Chayvus. The famous Mazel that Reb Chaim was at a wedding of his daughter, and he said he has to leave very quickly, he has to take care of his chayvus. So the Mechutin, his Lord said, I'm there, I feel so bitter, Chaim, you know, maybe need some money, I'm not so sure well, but maybe I should try to give more. But, so if he has to son, Chaim has to run back, he has to go to Machan. You don't mean that's not his chayv. He has to get back, he has to finish his doctor. He has to make sure to finish what he has to do. So the guy he leaves the base manager Thursday, we have no return Friday. What's my goal from tomorrow morning? From tomorrow morning till Sunday morning, what is that? 48 hours. How much time of learning is going to be? Don't all answer at once. How much time of learning is going to be? Zero. There's going to be zero amount of learning. This week, I'm going to get 10 minutes in. No, I have 2.5 blocks to do. That's why you make these goals. I'm going to do those 2.5 blocks. I have the Ian idea, and I'm going to chaz and prepare a chabur. That's what I have to do every week. What's going to be with the cholent? The cholent have to wait. What's even my nap? I have to wait. I want to shine. I want to grow. I want to become a real Talmud Chabur. It doesn't happen by just making pictures of yourself and putting it in magazines. You're not going to become a girl through that. You got to put your time and put the effort and grow. And you want to become a regular person. You got to put the time in. You got to grow up. You have to realize that Odom is a human being. Is way over the whole Bria. The Koyach Adiva that we have, we have to use it out in order to realize our potential. That every person here is a Nishmas Elokim, a Koyach Adas, and a Dibur. And that's what we have to work on. This is a tremendous lesson. Because if we let up, a famous word I once heard of Yosef Rav Herman of Shiva Shambhu as a Talmud ending. He said, unbelievable word. It says by Amalek, V'hoyak Hashem Yarem Yodov. It says, when he used to live, Moshe Ben lift up his hands to fight with Amalek, V'gobi Yisrael. When he let his hands go. So what does it mean by Yaniach? Just said when he puts his hands down. No, once you let up, once you let your hands go down a little for a second, boom, it falls all the way down. You have to continue, keep it up, you keep going, Rebbe. You have to keep it going up full force. You got to keep going. You can't let up, Rebbe. Once you let up, the Yitzhar gets in, boom, you fall down. And you have to know how to climb out of that situation also. You read this sometimes also. But the goals and the Sheifas, Rebbe, is to take all the godless that we learn and to realize our godless and to keep growing strong, going weiter, to be a hoilech. We're going to see Oyre Chaim L'mal L'maskel. We'll keep going up L'maskel. L'maskel is the Madrega, is the highest Madrega. L'maskel is, according to the Radak and all the Farshim and the Chumash, that says that L'maskel means the Madrega of Halacha L'maisa, the Madrega of Hatzloch in your learning, Hatzloch in life. Oyre Chaim L'mal L'maskel. You got to go the Mansur Mishol Tachos. You have to keep going up to L'maskel to get the highest levels. In order that you don't go down. You're going up, now you're going up really, it won't go down. But it's like, Hashem, we can, if we macabre on ourselves and make goals for ourselves, and we keep to those goals, but it's like, realistic goals. Don't make goals that are way over your head. Not doing a plan for doing kind of Yeshkis 50 blind Yushami every day. But goals that you can do, because every Shabbos the Chazan to an Eblat to make up for sure, and the Chazan to grow, and to keep making plans and Eitzes on how to get better in Avodas Hashem in Am Shmir Say Nine, whatever it is, Rabbi Say in our Dibur, how to work on our Dibur, Rabbi Say to talk like a mensch, to talk like a Ben Toira, to work on Eitzes on all these things, how to grow, Rabbi Say keep looking for Eitzes, lot small little things, but keep growing. The Eitzes Hashem to do that, we'll be able to reach our true potential. The true nachas laberi oylam, and the Eitzes Hashem should look down on our effort, give us the Yad Hashemayim to succeed, and b'zocha to give him nachas ruach, b'zocha to hear b'karev through our efforts, Mashiach Sikeinu, and here v'min olam.
Amen.